The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1973, it wasn't quite the first computer bulletin board system, but it was a step in that direction. Berkeley, California was the site of the first installed community memory computer terminals, which served as a kind of computerized classified ad service that could be accessed from a handful of computer terminals housed in wooden kiosks. The first terminal was unveiled at a Berkeley record store. All of the community memory terminals retrieved their data via 110 baud acoustic modems from a mainframe at Transamerica Corporation, which could barely handle the traffic. Reading the ads was free, as always. Adding a new one would set users back by a quarter. Community memory was in operation until 1975. In 1977, the unoccupied Soviet space station Salyut 5 burned up in Earth's atmosphere after running out of the fuel necessary to keep it in orbit. Later Soviet station designs would include the ability to refuel a space station's fuel reserves via an uncrewed Progress cargo ship. In 1978, NASA launched the Pioneer Venus multi-probe spacecraft, with four atmospheric probes to be dropped off at the planet Venus. The Pioneer Venus orbiter, to which the various probes would transmit their findings, was months ahead of the multi-probe.
The multi-probe is made up of a space bus with four data-gathering spheres that plunge down simultaneously to different parts of Venus, returning valuable information about its 900-degree surface and carbon dioxide environment.
In 1989, Space Shuttle Columbia launched on its first mission since the Challenger disaster in 1986, but its military payload remains classified. Shuttle Endeavour lifted off on this day in 2007 on another mission that had been delayed since the fateful final flight of Challenger. In addition to stopping off at the International Space Station, Endeavour finally fulfilled the long-overdue Teacher in Space initiative, including teacher Barbara Morgan and its crew. She was the understudy of Krista McAuliffe, the original teacher in space, who died in the 1986 Challenger explosion.
Six, go for engine start. Four, three, two, one. Zero and liftoff of Space Shuttle Endeavour, expanding the International Space Station while creating a classroom in space.
Roger, roll, Endeavour.
Houston now controlling the flight of Endeavour. The Space Shuttle begins its journey back into orbit. Endeavour rolling onto the proper alignment, heads down, wings level for the 8.5-minute ride to orbit, taking aim on the International Space Station for docking on Friday. 30 seconds into the flight, the three liquid fuel main engines will soon throttle back to 72% of rated performance in the bucket to reduce the stress on the shuttle as it breaks through the sound barrier. This view from long-range trackers, now from a camera on the external fuel tank, showing the bird's-eye view of Endeavour heading towards space. 54 seconds into the flight, Endeavour already 8 miles downrange. Standing by for the throttle-up call from Capcom, Chris Ferguson.
Endeavour, go with throttle-up.
Go at throttle-up.
The throttle-up call acknowledged by Commander Scott Kelly, joined on the flight deck by pilot Charlie Hobaugh, flight engineer Rick Mastracchio and Tracy Caldwell, Dave Williams, Al Drew, and Barbara Morgan seated down on the mid-deck, Morgan racing towards space on the wings of a legacy.
Physicist Paul Dirac was born on this day in 1902. He's best known for the Dirac equation, which predicted that matter had an equal and opposite number, antimatter. In 1933, along with Edwin Schrödinger, he won the Nobel Prize for Physics. Movie producer Dino De Laurentiis was born in 1919. He oversaw production of such movies as Barbarella, Danger Diabolic, Flash Gordon, Dune, Conan the Barbarian, Halloween 2, and Blue Velvet. Writer Terry Nation was born in Wales in 1930. He was the creator of Blake 7, Survivors, and Doctor Who's most dreaded enemy, the Daleks.
If you make any attempt to escape, you will be exterminated!
Awfully decent of you. Very grateful.
Writer Donald Belisario was born in 1935. He worked on the original Battlestar Galactica and went on to create JAG, NCIS, and Quantum Leap. Space tourist Dennis Tito was born in 1940. In 2001, he became the first person in the world to buy his own seat on a Soyuz capsule visiting the recently opened International Space Station. Russian cosmonaut Svetlana Savitskaya, the second woman in space, was born today in 1948. Ken Kutaragi, the father of the Sony PlayStation and designer of the sound chip in the Super Nintendo system, was born in 1950. Peyton List, who starred in the CW's 21st Century American remake of The Tomorrow People and in Star Trek Picard, was born today in 1986.
I hate this vile cube. It's obscene. How about you and your XVs? That isn't why these things died. They died because of you. Because you helped Picard and the synthetic escape.
In 1964, after nearly a full year of production, Doctor Who aired the first episode of the six-part finale of its first season, The Reign of Terror, plunging the TARDIS team into the French Revolution.
There we are. Home.
Doctor, we...
It's all right. Tested and made the position quite clear. Now, I have some work to do.
Grandfather, please...
Hush, child. Say your goodbyes and remember, we shall be leaving almost immediately.
Do you have to be in such a hurry?
Enough time has been wasted bringing you back, young man. I have the universe to explore.
Must you go?
Susan, we visited many places together, had lots of adventures. But you always knew we intended to return home when we could.
Yes, I know, but...
Look, I know it's hard to say goodbye.
In 1980, Atari rolled out the arcade game Asteroids Deluxe, backed with a huge amount of hype for a coin-op game. In 1986, Transformers the Movie premiered. And in 1999, the satellite of love fell back to Earth as Comedy Central aired the final episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000, produced in the 20th century. Ironically enough, riffing on the Dino De Laurentiis movie, Danger Diabolic.
The movie just started, it's already circling the drain.
And I must agree, by the way. Dee-dee-da, absolutely.
One episode of MST3K remained to be aired later in the year, but this marked the end of the show's run for the writers, cast, and crew of Best Brains Incorporated. A Kickstarter campaign would later revive MST3K in 2016. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. TheLogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
WTMJ TV in Milwaukee presents our Saturday afternoon movie, The Crawling Eye.
This movie looks kind of familiar, doesn't it?
Hmm.